Do you want a break from the ads?
Not really. I like them.
You like them?
No. Well,
if you're not a freak like Anna, you can join our Patreon for $5 a month and get so many exclusive things.
Yes.
Like ad-free episodes.
Hell yeah.
Exclusive voting power on one of the books we read a month.
Democracy.
Behind-the-scenes content. And an exclusive secret Patreon, secret podcast.
The secret podcast.
Called Ask Anna and Austin.
Yes.
Where Anna and Austin, which is me and Anna over here, answer questions that you ask us, the patrons.
Yes, ask us things and we will give you the answers.
And we'll add Reddit questions because they're horrible in there.
Yeah, truly.
There's a new tier we just added recently with the $2.50 tier called Just Want to Support. It gives you access to some basic text posts on the Patreon. And the main thing it gives access to is it gives you partial access to our Discord, which is now a private community, to help us take some stress off the cast.
Yes.
And it helps us give a more curated experience for our patrons on the server. And you get access to one of the three live events we plan on doing. We get access to the Wesley's movie nights, where a bunch of us, the cast gets on the Discord, and we watch a movie. So go to our Patreon. It's in the description. Become a Dear Reader today. Get access to the content. And get our love and admiration forever.
Hell yes. Also, fuel my coffee addiction. I'm a millennial.
This is an Encounter Co. podcast. Enjoy.
Good morning, and welcome back to Reading Isn't for Kids, a book review club show podcast where two adults read and review a children's chapter book and sometimes comics. My name is Austin.
My name's Anna.
And today we read Patron Chosen, Bionicle Chronicles number 1, Tales of the Toa.
Bionicle Chronicle.
By C.A. Hapika.
Hapika.
So what was your expectations going into this?
I thought it was going to be a lot of random fictional names that I wouldn't be able to pronounce. And it was.
Well, I have all the pronunciations here for you.
Awesome. It also doesn't explain what a lot of those things are.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, it'll be like, ah, yes, the Kahi. It's like, what is a Kahi? It's like, it's big and it's scary.
You mean the Kahu?
Something like that.
They're hawk-like creatures.
Awesome. I'm glad you did your research.
Yeah, so the Rahi are what they call animals, basically. And they're just like biomechanical creatures composed of organic and inorganic protodermis that serve as the fauna of the Motorian universe. The term Rahi literally translates to not us. Literally translates to not us in the Motorian.
So, that's wild.
And they were created from viruses, apparently. So, like, yeah, all the animals have, like, masks on them.
Yeah.
Because they're being controlled by Pterodax, the leader of the Makuta.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, so like the whole plot of this, I read this like a week ago. I've been kind of waiting on Christiana to finish it.
Yes.
So you're going to have to lead the charge a little bit to get me going.
Sure.
Because I'm no joke, I read it like Sunday.
The book jumps around a lot like it's a TV show and it's like making cuts.
Well, it's following the six Toa.
Yeah.
There's the Toa of Fire, Tahu. There is Kopaka, the Toa of Ice.
That one was my favorite.
The ice one was always my favorite, yeah. I just like the color of it. There was there was Gali, Toa of Water. That's the only Whammon one.
I thought Anua was the woman one. Oh no, no. Gali is the woman one. My bad.
Then there was Lewa, the Toa of Air, who's lime green for some reason.
Lewa's hilarious.
The way Lewa speaks is insane.
Yeah.
It'll be like the jungle time, and it'll be just one word as jungle time.
Yeah. It's hilarious. There was one in here that I was like, that I thought was so funny. I'm gonna try and find it while you read the other ones.
There's Pohatu, the Toa of Stone. And then there's Una'a, the Toa of Earth. And I'm pretty sure Una'a has like two lines in the whole book. They don't speak. They're kind of like the Silent Bob of this universe.
Okay, here it is. I found it right away. Sorry, oops, brother. I didn't have thought time to plan a softer landing.
Yeah, thought time.
Sorry, oops, brother.
So, like, it took me, like, probably 30 pages to realize that that was on purpose and it wasn't just typos. Because I don't remember the TV shows or the video games of this series. I only played with the toys. I never watched any of the movies or anything.
Right.
So, I've heard Tohu talk. Tahu. Like, the red guy, because he's, like, the leader. But I could not remember anyone else. And I knew that the blue was girl.
Yeah.
But yeah, then they all have, they call them Kanohai, I believe how you say it. But they're just like, they have a mask that gives them power. And then they also have another mask that goes over that mask.
Yeah, they have a lot of masks.
Yeah, because like in the, when you would buy the action figures, they would have like their mask, but then you could find like you could buy like the special masks, like the Great Mask of Shielding. It was the red one always had that.
Wow.
Which would let him like surf on lava.
Crazy. One thing I thought was like funnily charming about this book was that they used, what's it called? Like, not alliteration, but like the descriptors they would use, it'd be like, his face winced with pain, and he got a headache that burned like the lava of a thousand volcanoes. I don't know. I just thought it was really charming and kind of like when a third grader discovers like descriptive writing where they're like, it was cold as 20 icebergs.
Yeah. I mean, it is written like that. I mean, because I would say the main character is the fire guy. Like, he's the leader.
Right.
So he has the most chapters, probably.
Yeah.
And I don't think Anua has one at all. I don't think there's a chapter of the Earth one, I don't think.
Not really, no.
But yeah, so, like, they arrive in canisters, which is what you would what they would come in when you'd buy them. They would be in, like, plastic canisters. I don't know if you ever saw them at the store.
I did, but, like, we were never allowed.
Okay. But yeah, they would be like the canisters, like they literally just drop pod into this area and they don't know each other. They're just like birthed.
Yeah.
And Toa's like, I gotta find my fragmented pieces of my sword. I don't know why, but I gotta find it.
Yeah, they're all like drawn. They're like, they only like go into descriptors for like three of them where they're like, I don't know who I am or where I come from or what my purpose is. But I feel drawn to do this one thing.
Yeah, so it just keeps cutting back to them, and they're like, each getting not the like the big, not the great mask, but like their mask that gives them their elemental powers, and they're all taking turns doing that. And then it cuts to Gali, and she like figures out that like the Bakuda, which is like the bad guy, he's controlling the Rahi on the whole island. He has put masks on all of them somehow. And they're
even,
all
like,
evil.
The tiny ones.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, four of them get together and they hold, like, a council. But, like, they're just arguing, just constantly arguing. Like, they do not like each other. Just for whatever reason. Like, the ice guy doesn't like the fire guy because he's too headstrong.
Yeah, like I was saying, it's written like a episode of a TV show.
I wonder if this is like, because I remember there being a Bionicle Tales of the Toa movie, so I wonder if this is like the novelization of that.
Yeah, possibly.
There wasn't much on any of the wikis about this, because, well, I didn't dive too much into the Bionicle wiki because it was riddled with ads. So, like, I got the pronunciations and then got annoyed, so I left, but... Yeah, it's really, they keep going back and forth, and then, like, the ice guy realizes he needs to work with people, because, like, he can't cross the lava by himself, so then he's like, oh, I could do it, and he, like, freezes a pond, a hot spring, and it falls into the lava, and he rides it over, and he gets his mask, but it's not going to make it on the way back. Like, it's already melted too much. And then the air one saves him, which is like the Michelangelo of the group, which is Liwa.
Yes.
Who's just like a big old goober.
Yeah, that's where the sorry oops brother comes in.
I'm pretty sure that's that one. Yeah. Because he's like, Kopaka's like, oh my God, I see a flash of green. And I jump, but I'm not going to make it. I'm falling into the lava. And then like a gust of air like lifts him up.
Yeah.
And then he's the first one to get a great mask. He gets the great mask of X-ray vision.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how that is helpful. Honestly.
I thought he did get the X-ray vision.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz Tahu got
the mask of levitation, which lets him fly.
Yeah.
Like way, it's way more helpful. It's like they couldn't think of anything for ice. That's what that feels like. Because the shielding makes sense. Because, like, in a lot of, like, literature, they use fire to shield stuff. And then, like, the water Toa has the great mask of water breathing. So, like, her aquatic tribe can't breathe underwater, I guess. Because they're all on different parts of this island.
Right.
And, like, all the island is, like, it's like split in biomes. Like, it's super weird.
Aren't they robots? Don't they need to not, like...
They are, like, a mixture of inorganic and organic material.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think it's ever really explained because... I don't know. I mean, Star Wars gets away with it. Do they explain anything ever in Star Wars?
No.
Yeah, so...
I'm not dissing.
No, me
it.
Either. I'm
just
like,
I don't understand.
I never thought about it.
I don't understand the Bionicle lore, so.
The red one's a Bi King, so.
Is he?
Yeah, you saw my profile picture in Pride Month. He was the Bionicle in front of the Bi Perry Pride Fact. Like, okay.
Fun.
Hey, I'm just being homophobic, I guess.
I guess so. Sorry for being homophobic against Bionicles.
Poho 2. Gets the great mask of speed and is just like zooming everywhere, dude. He's just like, because he's also like excitable, but he's not like silly excitable. He's just like naive excitable.
Yeah.
And then Unuha literally doesn't do anything, I don't think.
Yeah.
He like digs a tunnel to get his mask in.
I think, is it Onuha that doesn't like Tahu? I don't know. There's
no
two...
Kopaka doesn't like Tahu.
That's
Kopaka
right.
Doesn't like anyone but Gali. In fact, I'm pretty sure he has a crush on Gali.
Yeah.
Because at multiple times she's like, oh my God, she's so wise. Or she's so in control of her emotions. And I'm like, she moves like water. And I'm like, yeah, she's the water Toa, bro. But yeah, I do like the white one, but he is the edgy boy of the group. He is right. Like, I work alone. Oh my God, you're right. We do need friends along the way.
I liked him. He was my favorite. I liked him too.
It's just like...
He was the most relatable out of all of them, I think.
Yeah. So, like, because your heart's nice ball of evil?
My heart's a nice ball of evil?
But I'm just going to read you guys the different Rahi, okay? And these all come up in this book. There's the Taku. They're water scavenger bird. They're water vultures. There's the Kufajaga, which are fire scorpions.
Yes.
I think the two, the earth and rock, like, come across them, but don't fuck with them, because they're, like, mean. They were mean before the masks, and the masks has just made them more mean. And then there's the Kana Ra, which are just, literally just giant bowls. And they fight one. They actually kick him into a chasm. They don't kill him, though. Then there's the Tarakava. These guys come up, I think, twice. They're just like giant water lizards that run on the water. And you could get all figures of all these things. And then there's the New Ijaga. They're another scorpion guys. I think that's what the little air ones were. They're like they're like flying scorpions. And then there's the Manus, which are crabs. They're just crab guys.
Crab guys.
At some point, we like run into a Toruga, which are like small bionicle people. Like, you could get them too. They usually would come with the big ones, and they're like little, like they were like 2-inch guys, and they at one point they were like McDonald's toys, and they're actually the like elders.
Okay,
they're like the big ones' bosses. And we meet two of them. We meet Unipu and Winua. They're two
love
archivists.
It. I love it. Yeah, Unipu is at the beginning.
Yeah, dude. Unipu. Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah, Unipu.
And I forgot that they were like the rulers. I just thought they were like little guys. Again, because I didn't know the lore when I was a kid. I thought they were just like, they're like little like, what are they called? Like mini bots or whatever. You know, like sure. The Transformers had like the little sidekicks.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, they are actually like, go kill that guy who's evil. Because we kind of find out, but Mokuta wants to do something that's gonna resurrect something. He's gonna do something to the island that he wants to like resurrect something. Let's see. And Mata Noe, no, that's the island they're on, and it's also the name of the Great Spirit that they all worship. And I'm pretty sure Makoto either wants to destroy that or bring it back, which it's just the island. They're living on the Great Spirit.
Yeah.
So by bringing him back, it would kill all the Bionicles and the Unipuis. Yeah, so how did you feel about that? How did you feel about his master plan?
I didn't understand any of it, dude. I was so lost reading this book.
They don't explain much, honestly.
No, they don't. And, like, they would be in the middle of doing something, and then it would, like, jump cut to something else. And I'm like, what? I'm like, you're not even going to conclude? And then, like, at the end of, like, it'll be like, and I jumped and reached towards the mask, but now I'm falling. And then it's like, hey, Golly over here is swimming. And it's like, what's going on? And then it'll like come back to like, you know, Tahu. He's like, I made the jump. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, taking a little pick out of R.L. Stein here with his cliffhanger, with their cliffhangers here.
Yeah, no, it was crazy.
But it would be like in the middle of a chapter. It would... this definitely feels like a flow of consciousness novel. Or it's either that, or again, it's just a direct novelization, so they were just watching it typing.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's not written bad. Like, it's
no,
not,
it's
like...
not written bad, and it's written, like, in a way that, like, if I was into Bionicles, which I never did get into Bionicles because the lore confused the shit out of me as a child, so I'm like, I don't even want to get into it. I'm like, I'm gonna have to deep dive into this, and I just don't have the time.
And we didn't have the internet back then, so you'd have to like fucking talk to people about it.
There was no internet. I didn't have cable.
It wasn't on TV. There wasn't like a TV show or anything.
No,
I don't think so. There was like TV movies, but
I don't know. Like I said, I didn't know anything about Bionicle. I had no idea what it was even. I genuinely thought it was toys.
Yeah, it is toys. But they did all this to sell the toys. It's like Transformers.
Okay.
Like the cartoon only existed because they wanted to sell toys.
But like in the commercials, they would always like throw in like bits of like, you know, help the Bionicles defeat so and so. And I'm like, isn't it just toys?
Yeah, but that's how they would get the little tweens or the little boys in to play it. Because I always wanted them.
I thought they were cool. They were similar to Lego.
I mean, it was owned by Lego.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Yeah, Lego is owned by Bionicle. It's one of their brands. But also, we didn't mention, a couple of them keep getting visions.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, the evil villain is just showing him his plan for some reason. I don't know why he's doing that, but we find out it's from him, so he is just telling them, like, if he didn't tell them his plan, he would have just succeeded.
He also tells them how to defeat him, by the way. He's like, yes, you guys will never be able to do it alone, but you guys will merge, and three of you will merge into the wise one, and three of you will merge into the strong one.
Yeah, it's like three wise prophets and three strong warriors.
Yeah.
And they rendezvous again, and they're all like, all right, we need to work together, I guess. We've all almost died because we're stupid.
Yeah, they're like, our powers didn't work in this certain biome, so.
I wish I had the air Toa to help me. Also, the red Toa just literally burns down a fucking tree. Just ashes a tree.
Yeah, and that pisses Golly off because, I think it's Tahu and Liwa don't give a shit about the environment at all, and they're like, oh yeah, we're just gonna kill all these Rahi,
and Una and Golly just really care about the
nature. Yeah,
because they're of nature.
Yes,
which I guess fire and wind do not care. What's happening?
And like Pohatu, like, doesn't give a shit. He's like, oh yeah, like, I guess I can go fast now. He's like, I guess I agree with you. I don't disagree.
Kick this rock. He kicks rocks a lot. Boy likes to kick rocks.
Yeah.
And the ice guy is always just like, arms crossed, like that Tim Robinson sketch. Oh.
Aw. Are you sure?
But so then they like, they also figure out that like, oh, the Rahi, we just gotta take the masks off.
Yeah, and then they're normal animals again.
Yeah. Like, yeah, they're still kind of, they can be hostile, but like they're probably just gonna run away, which most of them do when they take the mask off. And it's weird. They have, it's like tiny little masks on, and they're just like, what the fuck?
That's so hilarious to me, just thinking that, imagining a person, like, grabbing this tiny little fucking scorpion and being like, here's a little mask for you.
It's like 50 of them.
Yeah. Like, you did that?
Also, the fire guy will not shut up about his sword.
Oh, yeah.
They all have cool shit. Like, the ice guy also has a cool sword, but he, like, never... none of them talk about it.
Yeah.
But the fire guy's like, I got a sword!
The ice guy, he's like... when he went to the lava place, he's like, it's so hot here. And he's like, my sword is cold. And he, like, puts it on his face or neck or whatever. And he's like, ah. He's like, so stupid that I have to be at lava right now. He's like, everything should just be ice.
So then they get all the masks. Like, they have to help a couple of them get the masks. And they take it to the Kininui, which is like a like holy site. And they see six statues that look like all of them, kinda.
Yeah, they're like, it's like Uncanny Valley a little bit. They're like, that looks like me, kind of, but like,
yeah, weird. So then they're like, all right, so they all put their masks that they got on it, and they all merge and form a golden kanui, which has the powers of all of them.
Yes.
Which I'm pretty sure the fire guy puts on.
Yeah.
So the fire guy just has all their powers and the rest of them don't. But again, remember, they still have those original masks that make them powerful too. And then just like the plot is just like, oh, we need to wrap this up. And it's just a fucking hole opens in the ground. They're like, oh, here's this lair.
They're like, let's walk down the tunnel.
And then they go down there and they have to fight some Rahi again. And they all start, as they're walking, they're discussing their visions. They start hearing the villain, like, narrate to them.
Just an input. All of this that we're saying from now on happens in the last, like, 10 pages of the book.
Yeah, it's like the
this
last chapter.
This all happens so fast. The rest of the book is just them fighting and arguing and, like, stumbling around.
Yeah, I mean, it's an origin story book.
Yeah.
Nick has something similar to you too. So Nick's gonna take good care of you.
Oh, what do you mean similar?
Well, Nick's father, he was a superhero too.
And they put him in the car and they drive away.
Oh God, that was exhausting.
No, we don't do that.
Why?
Why are you lying to him?
What do you
That's
mean?
Messed up.
What do you mean?
That's wrong.
We just talked about this earlier, that if it gets the job done, it gets the job done.
That's her perception of it. That's
I
not the right.
I did say that.
Remember,
she said that. Those were her words.
The fly, the honey, the vinegar. I guess that's the best.
I was honey.
You were lying, though. You
but
were lying, honey.
Honey.
You're fake honey.
It was a good lie.
You're honey dicking him.
I did a good thing.
If you like that clip, come listen to Grim Encounters. We are a campy horror actual play podcast using the Chill 3rd Edition system, only on the Encounter Code Network. This is Chillmaster Nort signing off. Stay spooked out there. Then there's like Shadow Toa that show up, and it's all copies of them, but evil. And they're all fighting them, but they're evilly matched. And then they're just like, wait, what if I attack the fire one? I'm ice, and I attack the fire one.
Yeah.
And they all do that, and they just, like, kicked all their asses.
Yeah.
And then,
Oh, we skipped the part where they fight the two giant crabs, and then they merge into the...
Oh, yeah. They, like, because you could combine the Bionicles together. They turn into Toa Kieta, the result of merging three Toa Nuva. Which, like, they just have, like, multiple arms and...
Yeah.
It just makes them badass looking. But yeah, then they fuck up the Shadow Toa, and they're like, we'll get you, evil guy, and he's like, not today. And fucking, like, flies away.
Yeah, and then that's the end.
Yep.
And you really think that, like, as fast-paced as it's going, it's like, is it going to reach a conclusion in this moment? And then it just doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, well, they killed the Shadow Toa.
Yeah.
So I kind of took that, like, that was, he was guiding them because he wanted to see how powerful they were.
Right.
Because he, like, had this plan already to have them fight.
Right.
These guys. So they kind of, like, they don't put a stop to his plans, but they interfere with it enough for him to run, like, to just be like, another day.
Sure. But you could tell that this book is written well enough that, like, I want to know. Like, what do they fucking do now?
Well, there's like six other ones. So.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, there's six. Let's see. I like wrote them all down because we found this at Goodwill for like 88 cents. There's five in this series.
Okay.
This came out in 2003, by the way.
Oh, shit.
So I was eight.
Dude, it's 20 years old.
Mm-hmm. And look at what she did to our book.
Yeah, no, she, our two-year-old ripped it to shreds.
Twice. I fixed it, and then she ripped it again. Then there's Bionicle Adventures.
Hell yeah.
In 2004. And then there's another one called Bionicle Adventures in 2006.
Hell yeah.
He did 10 books. Greg Farshtey did 10 books in 2004 to 2005. He did another 11 books. And then he came back just for it's just called Bionicle, I guess. But then they tried to reboot it in 2015. Oh yeah, we didn't see any fucking skull spiders, dude.
What?
Damn. Yeah, there's just like these sick ass. Makoto gets desperate and he like makes these sick ass monsters. But anyway, what's your review of this?
I don't know. It was like a 4 out of 10 for me. I'm sorry.
It was like a.
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's the first book.
Like, I really tried to like it, and I did find it interesting enough that, like, okay.
Yeah, well, you'll want to do the other ones for more episodes.
Sure. If it makes you happy.
I don't know if that's what
I'm not angry or disappointed or anything at the book. I didn't dislike it. I found myself getting distracted a lot.
I mean, this was written for Bionicle lovers, and if you don't know anything about Bionicle.
Yeah.
But now you do, so the next one
sure, will be different. Yeah.
But I do want the listeners to know that she is going to get revenge, because we found an Allie and AJ book that she wants to read just in spite of me, because I don't really like Allie and AJ. But she found it because I made her read JoJo and Popo, so.
Hell yeah. Reading Allie and AJ.
So that'll be on the poll at some point after. Now, the next one's going to be all like holiday books, but.
Uh-huh.
I guess we can get into some reviews. This had a 3.83 total out of 5 on Goodreads.
Okay.
Christy,
pretty mid.
Oh, yeah, pretty mid. I mean, that's a 4. That's a.
Yeah,
that's
like I a mean, B. Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Christy gave it once. Also, there was reviews from like 2023. This is an actively read book still. Which is wild, right?
That's fucking wild, yeah.
Christy gave it 1 star in 2011 and said, I read this with Cougar. He liked it. I wanted to claw my eyeballs out. I couldn't follow it. I guess you have to already know and understand things about Bionicles to enjoy this book, because the author gives no information or descriptions. Anyway, Cougar enjoyed it. That's what's important, but I definitely don't recommend.
And what, bitch, your child's name is Cougar?
And I also, what did I concluded this picture. Oh my god, it's because the 50 Shades of Grey review that this person left.
Oh my god, I hate...
A year later, they reviewed 50 Shades of Grey. Gag, I should have looked more into this book was about. I just heard a lot of praise and decided to give it a try. I had to read Little House on the Prairie to cleanse my mind.
Oh my
Extreme
god.
Adult content, almost pornographic. I'm not overly sensitive, far too descriptive, and the language was foul.
What the fuck did you expect?
And then the next book they read was Amish Values for Your Family, What We Can Learn from Simple Life. And then I'm pretty sure these other books are all like Christian books.
Oh my
so
god.
So she just like, this poor woman, like, I mean, she wasn't hateful. She wasn't like, I think she was more shocked. Because like, that was like one of the first popular smut books. Like, there wasn't book talk. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, I hate 50 Shades of Grey.
No, it's not good.
Poorly fucking written. It's a piece of shit book.
He's a bad person.
I hate that fucking book.
It makes it seem that, like, if you're into BDSM, you have to be a fucking manipulative asshole.
Yeah.
Which I don't think you don't need to be that.
No.
In fact, I'm pretty sure he breaks consent a couple times in that series.
Yes.
And she's just like, oh, he's so dark.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just included it, I guess, because I thought it was funny, because she was so shook from it. Imagine her being so shook that she had to, like, fucking... She's like, oh my god, I only thought there was missionary, and then she runs to the shelf and pulls out Little House on the Prairie.
I think she just didn't know what it was at all. Like, she did zero research. Like, she
read it all, though.
She read it all. I got like 10 pages into that shit, and I was like, I
watched the trailer of
this.
The movie, and that's how far I got.
I hated the book. I'm sorry if you guys love 50 Shades of Grey. The book, I couldn't get into it.
I feel like there's way better, like, romance-y smut books that are actually better. You know what I mean?
Because the whole thing, we're getting on a 50 Shades of Grey tangent.
She's getting on a 50 Shades of Grey tangent.
I thought the whole thing with the 50 Shades of Grey was that it was a fanfic, I'm pretty sure.
Of Twilight,
It was
yeah.
a Twilight fanfic.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, rewritten.
Yeah, she, because...
And it's written...
She couldn't get it published because it was not her IP.
It's kind of written like a blog post, too. It's, like, written
I'm pretty
like
sure it started off like that.
Yeah.
Again, everything I know about this book has been forced upon me.
For real, we should watch 50 Shades of Grey.
No, I'm okay.
And fucking drink
I'm
while
good.
We do it.
JLM gave it 3 stars in 2023 and said, not me skipping Tahu chapters in this like I once skipped Jason Grace chapters in PJO. I think that says something. Anyway, here's to my real Bionicle girl boss, golly, heart, Catherine gets you.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, she gave it? She fucking skipped.
Dude,
she skipped the fire toes part.
You ate. Skipping. You fucking showed him. You fucking dude, showed Tahu.
Bionicle girl boss, golly, I want that tattooed on my skin. And I don't know what, I couldn't figure out what PJO was
it's
either.
It's Percy Jackson and the Olympians.
Oh, fun fact about me, I hate Greek mythology. Ben gave it 3 stars in 2023 again.
Oh my God.
And said, 4 star, sorry, hampered by 2 star writing, 2.75 stars overall with some weight for nostalgia. But you know what hurts nostalgia? Inconsistent writing.
Damn.
Ben, dude.
Go
getting
off.
Hard in there, dude.
Go off.
Kevin, yeah. Kevin gave it 5 stars in 2010 and
hell
said,
yeah.
I had a lot of action in it. When I read it, I could see a movie in my head. Them jumping through the air, getting the masks, fighting even Bionicle creatures. Kevin, that's how reading works.
Heck yeah. I love that you can see pictures in your head.
I love it when people realize like that's what reading is.
Yeah.
Like they fucking think it's just you reading a book and being like.
Yeah, and you like. You're just looking at words.
No, I am.
As if you don't have a picture in your head.
I'm reading this and I'm imagining Master Chief fucking me. That's what I'm doing when I'm reading those books. You know what I mean?
The mask stays on.
Yeah, it stays on. Kyle gave it 4 stars in 2010 and said, truly a literary feat.
Okay.
Still only 4 stars, though.
You think Bionicle Chronicles number 1, Tale of the Toe, is a literary feat?
Kyle thinks so. There wasn't any quotes from this book. Would you like me to add one?
Yes. Yes. Let me find it.
And there wasn't any questions for this either, so we don't got any of that fun stuff.
Where you at, bitch? Sorry, oops, brother. Liwa's voice said from somewhere nearby. I didn't have thought time to plan a softer landing.
Okay, well, I'll submit that when I'm editing, so.
Yes.
I think that's all we got. Did we give our final ratings? I think we did. Yeah, I gave it 6, you gave it 4.
Yep.
I think 6 or 5 I gave it, whatever. The next book we're reading is a holiday book, so it's going to be Christmas-themed or wintery-themed. I picked, we found a rainbow magic book at Goodwill. And it happens to be the one of the Christmas ones. But it's Rainbow Magic Special Edition number 1, Holly the Christmas Fairy. So we're gonna check that out. And I believe one of our listeners wanted us to read a Rainbow Magic book.
Yes.
So we're really checking that box off for you, even though it's the second edition. It's not even like the mainline series. But
right.
Also in the mainline series there was like 7 Christmas ones. In like the 60 books.
Jeez.
And then obviously the next one will be a Patreon voted, which should go up for our dear readers tomorrow. So
hell yeah.
And those are all Christmas books too. So
yes, check it out.
We'd also like to thank our patrons. We'd like to thank you and join the animatronic family and join our Patreon. We will give you cool things. You're looking at me thinking you're going crazy. Mine was lost long ago. You're not alone, baby. So thanks for supporting Nacho Lady and Kai and Cosmic Oof. And don't forget the Natalie. We want to thank you. I don't think you understand what you do. We really thank you. Please enjoy the following jokes. We want to thank you and tell you go enjoy some Coke, the soda. Go have a nice refreshing soda. But all right, if you want to Follow us on Twitter. We're at Reading Isn't For Kids. If you want to join our Patreon, we are at Reading Isn't For Kids, patreon.com/riffkpod. And at the $2.50 tier, you get access to our Discord. And then at $5, you also get text posted that. At $5 a month, you get complete access to our Patreon and unlocks a couple extra channels. You also get ad-free episodes, behind-the-scenes content. You get to vote on polls for what book we read. We also do a exclusive Patreon podcast called Ask Anna and Austin, where we read and review, we read Reddit questions and give our unsolicited advice to them. And we also take patron suggestions too. If they link us a question, we'll do it. We'll discuss that one as well. So I guess it's time to read you a joke from the joke book. This one will be good. This is about a woman. This is from Goofy Good Clean Jokes for Kids by Bob Phillips from 1996. So I was a wee bit one. You were still a nut in your daddy's balls.
Shut up.
I'm going to give you two this time, too, because there's a lot in this book that we need to get through. What does the plumber say to his wife when she talks too much?
Don't make me pipe you.
He says, pipe down. Because, like, get it? Cause, okay. What kind of song do you sing in a car?
Cartoons.
It is a cartoon. You got one.
Shut the fuck up. You're so annoying. Goddamn.
Oh. I'm very proud of you for getting that one. Do you need me to explain them, though?
No, I know I joke a lot about divorce, but I can't wait for the day that they're actually like, hey, by the way, no longer Mrs. Nort.
My business is sick, said the goofy doctor.
My business is sick.
That's all, folks.
I'm gonna kill myself.